Three strikes and you're outlaws. Say if someone commits three crimes, usually three serious ones, they automatically get a hefty prison sentence. The national group Families Against Mandatory Minimums gave a friend of the court brief to the United States Supreme Court. The group's general counsel is Mary Price. She says there are big differences between California's law and Wisconsin's. Perhaps the biggest is that California is the only state which says the third strike before life in prison can be a relatively minor crime. For example, one of the current defendants stole less than $200 worth of videotapes. Still, Price says the court's decision could affect Wisconsin.
The way the court evaluates a sentence under the Eighth Amendment's guarantee against cruel and unusual punishments is to determine whether or not the sentence is grossly disproportionate to the offense. This may be an opportunity for the court to further define what exactly that means and how courts are to get to an analysis of whether a sentence is or is not grossly disproportionate.
Price and her group believe three strikes laws can send people to jail for longer than they really deserve, but supporters say they're important tools to keep persistent offenders behind bars. Some call California's three strikes law the toughest in the nation. Another difference between it and Wisconsin's law is that defendants in California can be convicted of all three strikes at one trial. In Wisconsin, the strikes have to be on separate occasions. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.